is the baby asleep?
Yeah. Tessa finally got her down.
Aria was exhausted from all the poking and prodding and testing the doctor put her through, but she didn't want to close her eyes. She just wanted to be held.
Oh, poor baby. Well, at least now we know it is a hearing problem, and they can begin to fix it.
If they can.
Mariah?
Mom, we don't know anything, okay? We don't know if it can be fixed. We're gonna have an audiologist here later, and they may say something completely different, so we just don't know anything. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. I know.
You're scared, and you feel helpless. Your daughter has something wrong, and you desperately want to make it better, but you can't. I know that feeling. It's the worst feeling in the world. But now is not the time to panic or lose hope. Hi.
Hey.
Oh. Seems like you're not having a good morning.
No, I'm not.
Okay, look, if this is about me not telling you about Adam offering me the job,
no, Sally, obviously I would have preferred you told me about that, but I am not upset with you at all.
Okay, I'm sorry. What's wrong?
It's Adam.
Oh, what did he do now?
He just, you know what? I don't want to talk about him. I don't even want to think about him.
Okay. Yeah, this is an Adam-free space as of right now.
Thank you.
But I do know something that might cheer us both up.
Thanks for meeting with me.
You said it was important.
Yes, I believe it is. Look, when this merger goes through, I want to be CEO of Newman Media. It's obvious that it's going to be the dominating force when the companies are folded together, and I think that I am most qualified to run the company that I created. With your help, of course.
How magnanimous of you to acknowledge my contribution.
This merger was my idea to begin with. So, for that reason, and 100 other reasons, I think I deserve the seat at the head of the table.
I can't say that I'm surprised at your request.
Well, I didn't think that you would be.
Have a seat, please. To be frank with you, I think it is brazen as hell, but then I'm not surprised because that's in keeping with your former actions, isn't it?
Or would you have preferred false modesty? Some BS that you'd see right through?
I would have preferred a number of things. By the way, did you run this gambit by Nicholas and Sharon?
They will eventually see the logic in this idea.
You cannot form a partnership with them and then suddenly run this gambit.
How can you not see the wisdom in this move?
Son, it's your methods that I criticize.
Okay, well, I apologize for my bad manners, for going after something that I want. And by the way, Dad, something that I deserve.
That's up to debate.
Meaning what?
Why the hell would we now upset the dynamics that we had set in place? There's no reason.
Of course, you would think that.
Combining SNA with Newman Media is a complex process that requires a number of people and their input. It's not just you who's in charge. Well, now you're disappointed with my decision?
But I'm not surprised. Yeah, you always like to keep the carrot just out of reach for me,
please,
Dad.
Oh, please, son, stop that self-pity nonsense.
I'm just stating the facts from a long, painful experience.
You got what you wanted, for heaven's sake. You got the merger.
You're talking about Nate.
Why
was the
hell
the
do
one.
You have to constantly upset
Nate
the
convinced apricot? You about the merger, not me.
Oh, that's why you're upset. Because someone else's input may have swayed my decision.
How many times did I tell you this was a good idea and you shut it down, and then suddenly Nate Hastings opens his mouth and it's a billion-dollar idea? What's really going on, Dad? Is this some backhanded punishment because of the blackmail scheme?
Can you blame me if it were?
But it's nothing you haven't done in your career. So don't get sanctimonious with
me. Son, it is not about me. It's about you. Don't you get it? It's about your methods. What's the matter with you?
Are you feeling better?
Oh. You have the magic touch.
So do you. Okay.
There is something that I have been meaning to talk to you about, but now it feels kind of wrong or maybe awkward given the circumstance.
What circumstances?
Well, you, me, just... now?
Really? You could ask me for, like, anything right now, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that does not make it any easier.
Just kidding. All right. What is it? What can I do?
Is your offer to fund a business for me still on the table?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Always.
Okay, because I don't want it to interfere with our relationship. That has always been my biggest fear.
What?
Look, okay, I will give you a business plan, a profit and loss projection, and...
Sally, you don't have to do this. Seriously, you don't have to pitch me. Whatever it is you set out to do, I have complete trust and faith in you.
Thank you.
Of course. Was that so hard?
You have no idea.
Well, I guess that means you're not going to be working with Adam.
I haven't told him yet, but... No, I will not.
Well, you know how I feel. I think you're making the right decision.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't easy. I definitely thought a lot about it, but something just felt wrong about Adam's offer, you know, especially since he didn't even discuss it first with you or Sharon.
Well, that's the way he operates, you know, he isolates you and then tells you you're invaluable and that you are the only person who truly gets him.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But in the end, it's just about what he wants or needs. If you try and stop him or get in the way of that, he's just gonna roll right over you. He won't think twice about it. I really think you dodged a bullet.
Here we are talking about Adam again.
Right? It's my fault too, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about something better. You. What made you change your mind?
You mean about starting my own business?
Yeah, about letting me fund you. I only asked you, like, I don't know, 9 times?
I don't know. I just wasn't ready. You know, we were so new, and I didn't want you to think that I was taking advantage of you.
Never occurred to me. Not once.
Okay, well, definitely would have to other people. And to be honest, the old me probably would have taken you up on your offer in a heartbeat without even thinking it through.
Okay, well, I love this new you.
So do I.
After what you went through, a lot of people would have just crumbled and fell apart, but you didn't do that. You're a very strong woman, Sally.
Yeah, it was definitely touch and go there for a while. After losing the baby, I really didn't think I was ever gonna smile again. And now, I smile all the time. Because of you.
I really missed it.
You've been wonderful. And kind. And caring and sensitive. It's allowed me to dream.
something bigger than I ever have, and to want to create something and build and nurture something of my own that maybe I can leave to my kids that I really still hope to have one day.
You're gonna soar. I mean that. You're gonna fly higher than all of us.
Soar. I like that.
So, I was doing a little research on the internet this morning. I know, terrible idea.
Yeah, I did the same thing when I was diagnosed. Everything I read, every side effect, every symptom I read about, I immediately started feeling.
If it makes you feel any better, I did it too.
Yep, it's like the darkest, deepest, scariest hole you could ever fall into. It's just a library full of worst case scenarios.
Yep, the internet is certainly not always our friend.
Nope. So, how is SNA?
It's just a lot of complicated stuff. It'll work itself out one way or another eventually.
Okay, well, lay it on me.
Mariah.
Mom, you're kind of forgetting who you're talking to. See, when somebody I care about tells me that they don't want to talk about it, I kind of just become like a annoying, yapping little terrier until eventually you do.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, so you might as well just save us both the aggravation.
Okay. We're merging with Newman Media.
What? Really? When?
Well, the papers haven't been signed yet, and now Adam is making a power play. He wants to take control and put Nick and me in a secondary position.
Oh, no. Hell no. You're gonna fight that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, we are going to fight. But it has been my experience that, well, when a war breaks out, Victor tends to take Adam's side. So, to answer your question, no, I do not know when it's happening or if a merger will even happen. Everything's just up in the air right now.
You know, it's typical Adam. You know, he has to go and ruin something good because everything always has to be about him, and Daddy keeps letting him.
Well, whatever Adam or Victor have planned, I have no intention of giving up my third of the company.
Good. You should not have to. They are lucky that you agreed to team up with them in the first place.
I will fight Adam if he tries to take my stake away from me, and I will fight Victor too if I have to. This is too important to me to just step aside and let the boys divide things up among themselves.
Yes, go, Mom.
Well, I have been a part of too much Newman family drama in my life. I know how it goes, and I know how to survive it.
Wow. You are so strong and so fearless. I wish I had some of that energy right now with everything Arya's going through.
You're the strongest and bravest of all three of us.
Really? Oh, come on.
You are, Mariah.
You guys can't be serious. I mean, Mom, look at everything that Tessa has had to overcome in her life, and you just beat cancer. For God's sake, I know I talk a very tough game, but on the inside, I mean...
Hey, you know what? You are someone who never gives herself enough credit. Your baby girl, she is so lucky to have you, both of you, as parents. Arya's life is going to be a journey. This is just a moment along the way. And I'm not pretending that it won't be challenging or that there won't be bumps in the future. But you're both very capable and loving and determined. And you have a lot of support. You are not alone. You will survive anything that life throws at you. And your daughter will too.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too.
You know what? I love both of you.
So what are your plans now? That I've refused to anoint you as CEO of the new company. You gonna sulk? Be angry at me? Everyone else?
Well, honestly, I hadn't thought that far ahead. I figured that you would see this was the best move to make. And Nick and Sharon would think the same thing.
I see. Okay.
But I will accept that you have not seen the logic that I'm most qualified to run Newman Media, so I'll back off. For now.
You mean until we come to our senses?
You will. I promise. Hey, maybe Nate will suggest it, and then it will suddenly become a great idea.
Son, you have known me long enough to know that I do not take one man's opinion and one man's suggestion when it comes to business. His influence is far less than you think it is.
Well, one thing I know for sure is Audra Charles is redundant in any scenario. You certainly don't need four people running the company.
You're right about that. Too many cooks, no good.
So she's out, correct?
We'll see.
So where are you off to now?
Got to meet up with Sharon, see if we can figure out how to deal with Adam. How about you?
Oh, I am going to meet up with Adam to tell him that I will not be coming to work for him and get that off my plate. Then I have a business plan to dust off, an update for a certain new investor.
Well, sooner rather than later, okay? I gotta get my team going so they can put together an investment package.
God, it's really happening.
Yeah, I'd be a fool not to fund you. You're a hell of an investment.
No, thank you. Again.
Sure. Now, if I could just convince you to come and live with me.
One life-changing moment at a time.
Okay.
I just saw Adam leaving. What was that about?
He was just here and he suggested that he become CEO of the newly merged companies.
And where would that leave Sharon and Nicholas?
They would answer to him.
Oh, well, that just means he'll continue to force his influence and cause more trouble.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Well, I do worry about it. I mean, the only reason you sent Nicholas over there was to keep Adam in line, although at the time I remember telling you I didn't think that would be possible.
Yeah, you told me that several times.
But you didn't listen to me.
Sweetheart, I always listen to you. I take what you say seriously. It just takes time to sink in, you know?
Well, I have an idea.
What?
I don't know if you're going to like it, though.
Try me.
Okay. What if Adam were in the secondary position and you let Sharon and Nicholas be in charge? I mean, that would be fair. It would be good for the company. What do you think? What will it be?
Esther.
Yep, the new manager of Crimson Lights. Thank you very much. What do you think about that?
I'm surprised. I had no idea that Sharon hired you.
Well, she had a lot on her plate, as you already know. So, coffee?
Espresso.
Coming right up on the house in celebration of my new job.
Adam. Hi. Thanks for meeting with me.
Yeah, of course. I had it right over as soon as I heard from you. I'm hoping this is good news about you coming to work with me.
I am afraid it's not.
So how are we going to deal with Adam's latest power play?
Well, what else is there to say except no? You cannot be king or boss or whatever it is that you think might soothe your gigantic ego.
We both know if Adam doesn't get what he wants, he's gonna find some other way to make our lives miserable. We need to anticipate what that's going to be.
Why, Nick?
So we can stay one step ahead of him.
No, I understand that. But why are we jumping through all these hoops just to keep Adam on a leash? He says he'll behave. He promises that he will work collaboratively. But he doesn't do that. Or I don't know, maybe he can't. I'm not sure. But you know what? I am just really getting sick of the whole thing already. I can't imagine what things are going to be like a month or a year from now.
So what are you suggesting?
What if we back out of the whole deal? We take back Kirsten and make it our own. Free of Newman, free of Victor, and especially free of Adam.
Hey, do you want to go on a hike or something? Put the baby in the backpack and go see some butterflies or something?
Maybe later.
Okay. Just remember that Aria is seeing the specialists later.
Right. I'm sorry. I don't know where my brain is at. Let's go.
I mean, I don't really want to. I'm just trying to figure out a way not to think about it.
Well, you can't. And I can't until we know our daughter can hear, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just keep thinking. I should have noticed this sooner.
Look, we could have a million what ifs, but we have to remember that that's our brains torturing us. That's not reality.
I know, but I can't help it, Tessa. I mean, maybe if they had been able to find this sooner, they could have done something or anything. I don't know, my just wheels are spinning and I'm kind of going crazy.
Yeah, look, I totally get it. I just think that we need to think about.
We need to think about.
Hold on. I am gonna make a call.
Esther? Oh, hi, Nikki. What are you doing back there?
Oh, not much, just being a master barista.
Hard times.
No, it's not hard times, Nikki. This is me on top of the world. I still have my job at Chancellor Winters, and now I'm also working here as manager while Sharon is off becoming a mogul. Reinvention is the rage these days. You should really try it.
Oh, no, I'm just fine where I am, thanks.
This was supposed to be sort of temporary, but I can't see Sharon coming back to work here anytime soon. I have never seen her so excited or so committed to something like this new business. So good for her and good for me.
I'd hold off ordering business cards if I were you.
Why?
Esther, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but confidentially, it seems like this great new wonderful venture for Sharon could be blowing up. So don't get too accustomed to being behind that counter.
Are you serious about this? You want to blow off the deal and just go off on her own?
That was the plan from the start, Nick, to take Kirsten's company and turn it around, build it into something positive.
But then you brought on Adam.
Yeah, I know. That is on me.
But even I saw the benefit to that. And frankly, if Adam was a normal human being and could work along with other people, we might have been able to pull it off.
I guess it was naive and stupid of me to think that Adam could ever be anything more than he has always been.
Why does everyone keep clinging to that hope?
No. So, what are we gonna do?
Are you serious about this?
Well, if we stay on this track, Adam will scheme, Victor will meddle, and the two of us will be pushed to the sidelines while they work out their familial issues. No, thank you.
I mean, I hear you, and I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but the problem is, the paperwork's already been filed. The merger's almost done. If you pair that with the fact that Dad is focused on this, it is front and center for him. It's gonna be very difficult to get out of this deal.
I already have attorneys reading over the contracts.
I mean, that's good and it's smart, but is it the right move for us? Could we fight Dad on this? Absolutely, but it would mean a bunch of lawsuits and delays and some more family drama. It would dominate your life and mine. But we've been there before.
More times than I care to remember.
So what if we just grit our teeth and stick with it?
The idea of that makes me shudder.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
But could it be done? Could we get McCall and Kirsten into the company we both want it to be?
I don't know.
It'd be hard. It would mean pushing back every time Dad and Adam tried to mark their territory. But is it possible to turn Kirsten into the vision that you originally had for it with Dad and Adam involved?
So you're telling me that Sharon's new business could actually fold before it even gets off the ground?
That's what I'm hearing.
But why? What happened?
All I can tell you is that once again, Adam is rocking the boat, and if he hasn't sunk it yet, he's well on his way. Darn him. Yeah, double darn.
All the work that Sharon put into it, all the hopes and the dreams.
I know, I wish her well, I really do. We've mended our fences. But right now, I'm more concerned about my family.
Got it. So what did Victor's son exactly do this time?
What he always does. He's making things difficult and giving his father false hope that this time, he'll turn into the son that Victor has always wanted him to be. That's where we are right now. And as usual, Nicholas is caught in the middle.
You know what? I just don't get it. I just don't get this whole business plan.
What?
Well, Nick and Adam working together. I mean, they hate each other, right?
There's no love lost.
And they each had a relationship with Sharon, and she's the third partner. So exes working with exes? I mean, that just sounds like trouble. The hopes and dreams, I can just kick mine to the curb now.
What are you talking about?
Nikki, I had real plans for this place. I mean, moving things out and spicing up the menu. And then entertainment. I was thinking about a jazz trio and piano bar, you know, like the Great American Songbook. And now, look, it's just all gone. And after all the time that I have invested.
Esther, you've been in charge for 5 minutes. You'll get over it.
So, you still haven't given me an answer. You want to come work with me? Hang on.
I am very flattered by your offer.
Well, flattery has nothing to do with it. This is about wanting someone who's super talented to join my team.
I appreciate that. I appreciate all of your kind words and your support, but...
You're turning me down.
Yes.
May I ask why?
I have decided to take Nick up on his offer to fund my own business.
I admit I was not expecting that.
It's time, Adam. It's time for me to create something for myself.
Well, I think it's a mistake.
I figured you would.
I mean, not because I don't think that you will thrive in whatever it is you choose to do. That I believe with all my heart. But how do you know it's going to be yours? With Nick's money behind it?
Well, we discussed it. He knows that it would just be an investment. He's going to be hands off of everything else.
And you believe him?
Yeah. I do.
Well, who knows? Maybe you're right. But I think that I know Nick pretty well, And he might pretend that he's gonna be hands-off, but in the end, he won't be able to resist. It's a trait that he and our father share.
Well, may I join you?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. So, I assume you have spoken with Adam?
Oh, yes. He informed us that he wants to be top dog at Newman Media, which I'm sure he then went and told you the same thing.
He proposed the idea to me.
Well, I hope you said no. A, because he doesn't deserve it. And B, if that happens, I walk.
Huh. What do you think?
Well, I'm with Nick. I believe if Adam were in charge, unchecked, that would be a mistake. He would work to marginalize us and do whatever he wants.
Now, are you both forgetting that I still run Newman Enterprises?
Yes. In fact, I have a few questions for you about your intentions with Kirsten Incorporated, the company that I still own.
Go ahead.
Do you feel that Kirsten is crucial to this venture?
Well, no, otherwise I would not have approved of the merger, would I?
And yet you believe it should be stripped down to its bare essentials, essentially becoming a cog in a bigger machine called Newman Media.
It should be stripped down. Because only a stripped down, lean company can compete in today's marketplace.
Are you talking about the company itself or the three of us working together?
So, are you ever going to tell me what this big surprise you have planned is?
Oh, you are about to find out right now.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello. Hi. So, Tessa here told me that Aria might be experiencing some hearing loss. And I just wanted to come over and help in any way that I can or answer any questions you both might have.
You left before we had a chance to talk about my idea.
What idea?
You know, about having Sharon and Nicholas run Newman Media and Adam would be reporting to them.
Well, there may be some other issues.
What?
Sharon may become the sticking point.
How so?
She's threatening to pull out the whole arrangement.
Can she do that?
Legally debatable. But I'm worried that our son Nicholas may follow suit. What?
Is it really worth it? And first, the endless drama with Adam, and now this? I mean, how does that benefit you in any way?
So?
I told Adam I will not be working for him.
And how'd he take that?
As well as can be expected. He doesn't trust you, and I'm sure he assumes you talked me out of it.
You know what? I couldn't care less, you know, what Adam assumes or how he feels about me. Frankly, I'm beginning to wonder why I'm even involved in this merger in the first place. Dad and Adam are never gonna change. Sharon herself is thinking about pulling the trigger and just going out on her own. I don't know. Maybe I should just bag the whole thing and focus on your new business venture.
I totally get where you're coming from and why you would say that. There is something that I need to talk to you about, and please don't take this the wrong way.
Okay.
I am accepting your capital as a investment. I'm not looking for a business partner. The quickest way for there to be trouble between us is if I feel like I suddenly have to answer to you. So can we please make an agreement right now that I'm running the show? Otherwise, there's no deal.
Oh, no. It's over, isn't it? You're taking control of Crimson Lights. I had such high hopes for this place, but I understand it was premature. We got ahead of ourselves, but you never should have gone into business with two of your exes.
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'll leave you the keys.
Esther, you do not need to leave me the keys. Nothing's changed. I'm not taking back Crimson Lights.
So your new business hasn't been blown straight to hell?
Nope. Everything is right on track. In fact, things look even better than they did before.
Join us again for The Young and the Restless,